Sagt der Eilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Trumas, Periches, Mishnah Ches, Chavias Shel Truma. We have a barrel of Truma, Shenoilid Ba Safik Tuma. For example, let's see the Batanura inside. Safik Tuma, Kagan, for example, Shtei Chavias Brishas Yachid. You have these two barrels in a Rishas Yachid. The Naga Sheretz Ba'achas Man, a dead Sheretz, touched one of them. V'lo Yedilu Minayu, I don't know which one. Therefore, ushteyan tluyas. The word tluyas means they're hanging. Hanging? They're not hanging. They're laying on the floor. No, hanging is a mushel. It means to say it's suffic. It can go either way. I don't know. The sheretz touched one of them, and I don't know which one it touched. So let's put things into perspective over here. When truma is tahar, I am obligated to guard it to the best of my ability. I have to make sure it shouldn't become tamei. I have to make sure it doesn't get ruined. When trim is for sure tameh, you're not allowed to eat it. It has to be burned. Of course, how do you burn wine? And the answer is you can't burn wine, but you could pour it onto the floor. The Torah does say that when you burn the trimah tameh, you're allowed to have enough of it. In other words, the kohen can use it to light up his house, to cook things with. How can he have enough from the wine? If it's tameh, he can pour it on the floor. And some people used to do that because they like the aroma of wine in their house. Okay, so if the truma is tar, I have to guard it. If it's tamei, I have to burn it or destroy it, but I can do it in such a way that I have enough from it. What do I do if it's a suffix? Well, that we're going to see in our Mishnah. There's going to be a three-way machloikas here. But first, let me ask you something. The Batanura told us that the case is there are two barrels in a Rishus HaYachid. Why do I have to know it's a Rishus HaYachid? What difference does that make? In Masechta Shabbos, it makes a world of a difference. How to carry from Rosh Hashayachit to Rosh Hashayachit, from Rosh Hashayachit to Rosh Hashayachit. But over here, in regard to Tumah, why do I have to know that it's Rosh Hashayachit? And the answer is, Safik Tumah b'Rosh Hashayachit is Tahar. If these two barrels would have been in the Rosh Hashayachit, both would be considered Tahar. Wait a second. So then if it's in Rosh Hashayachit, they should both be Tumah. So the Rosh explains, see here in the Taisus Yantiv, we're not going to say they're both Tameh, because we know for sure they're not both Tameh. Only one of them is Tameh. In other words, if it was one barrel, and the Sheretz may or may have not touched it, okay, Safik is Tameh. But because there are two barrels, and one of them is for sure Tahar, under these circumstances, we wouldn't say that they're both Tameh. They're both Safik. So back to our Mishnah. Chavias shel truma, we have a barrel of wine of truma, shenoilad ba safik truma, the two barrels on a rishus yachid, a dead sheretz touched one of them, I don't know which one. The first of three shitas. Rabbi Eliezer says, im hoisa munachas bimkoim hatorfa, if this barrel was lying in a hefker place, in an open place where we know it's not going to last here very long, protect it. Yenichena b'mokim hamutzna, put it in a hidden place, in a protected place. V'imhoitse megula, if it was open, yechasena, cover it. The pasuk says, v'ani hinei nesati lecha es mishmeres, and we read it, trumoisai, loshen rabim. Says Rabbi Eliezer, the Torah is talking about two trumais that you have to guard, truma tahira and truma tluya. Truma tluya has to be guarded. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua says, just the opposite. Im haisa munachas b'makai mutzna, if this safik tuma, if this truma that is safik tuma was laying in a hidden place, in a protected place, yinichena b'makai maturfa, expose it, put it in a place that's hefker. Im haisa mechusa, if it was covered, yigalena, open it, uncover it. According to Rabbi Yeshua, not only do I say, that safik truma does not require Shimur, but Rabbi Yeshua advises, expose it, bedavka, it should become tamei or lost. What about the pasuk? Well, it reads, trumoisai loshen rabim. But according to the spelling, it's read trumasi loshen yachid. Only truma tahira has to be guarded. Fine, so you don't have to guard it, but why is he advising us to take it from a hidden place and put it in an open place? And the answer is, Rabbi Yeshua feels, the longer this is around, the chances are someone's going to do the wrong thing with it. Better, although you can't directly dispose of it, but better put it in a way where, on its own, it's going to be lost. Then we have a third sheet. Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel says, Al yechadesh badavar. Don't change anything. Leave it the way it is. He doesn't say you have to watch it, where Rabbi Eliezer does. He doesn't say protect it. But on the other hand, he doesn't say unprotect it. Just leave it. So it's brought down here from the Marie Korkis. The Archa Shulchan brings it in Hilchas Trumas. Rav Gamliel says, what if a Liyaya Navi comes and says, no, it's tar. And you're allowed to drink it. So you can't just take it and expose it. On the other hand, he agrees with Rabbi Shui, and I'm going to guard it, so just leave it. Not everything in life has answers. Sometimes the answer is, just leave it. Shev v'al tasa. Tell you an interesting story. In the time of the war, they came to Rav Baruch Ben, they asked him, what should we do? Should we run or should we stay here? The Germans were coming. On the one hand, some said, if we run, we'll be in the big city, we'll be more protected. Others said, here we're in our home base, we can hide, here we know better how to protect ourselves. So Rav Baruch Ben Paskin, I think it was Rosh Hashanah, Shev v'al tasa. Where the suffix is 50-50, the halacha is just stay where you are. Later the Germans came. Talmidim were very scared. It was the middle of davening Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Baruch Ben said, it's fine, just stay where you are. And he told them like this. When Chazal say, Shev al Taisa, don't do anything, it's not because, well, we don't know what to do, we're stuck, so just don't do anything. No. It means the halacha is now don't do anything. And there's a shmira in the not doing anything. If we're listening to what Chazal say, then there's a shmira where we are. It was a fascinating thing. Kol Zman Rav Baruch Ben was alive, the Germans not only didn't hurt the Bacharim, they even protected them. So much so that the locals accused the Bacharim that they're siding with the Germans. And they told the Germans, when you leave, the locals are going to attack us. So they said, okay, we'll stay here and protect you. The Maisa Pella. But it's a Moiridika lesson. A lot of times the halacha is, Ayichadish Badava, just leave it. Oh, we don't know what to do. No, the Torah says just leave it. That's called knowing what to do.